Welcome back to the Ignite Your Light podcast, a podcast that connects healers, creatives, and entrepreneurs through spirituality and wellness. My name is Riley Webster. I'm your host, and I'm so happy that you're here with me today. So today I'd like to talk about the integration process. So for many of us who are interested in personal development, health, and wellness, there's definitely a time and place for the learning phase when you're open and you're digesting information and you're having these big experiences. And then there comes a time for us to actually integrate it. So this is the challenging part. This is the part where we're asked to be present, where we're asked to be available to what is, and when we're asked to really get into our bodies and integrate the information. So even if you have just graduated university, or maybe you've quit a new job and you found another one, or maybe you have done this crazy, amazing retreat or personal development course, professional development course, and you're in this phase of fire and you're inspired. It's really important to allow ourselves the time to integrate. And this doesn't mean that you have to stop doing what you're doing. It doesn't mean you have to not teach a yoga class if you've just graduated from your yoga teacher training. But it's important that there's a time for integration. So this is something I'm going through right now, where I feel like I've been learning and learning and learning for the past few years, and now I'm really being asked to integrate. And it can be tough for us who are overachievers, or maybe overfunctioning a lot of the time. Maybe your nervous system's always really running on high. But it's really important, and I'm saying this as a reminder for you as much as it's a reminder for me, to integrate, 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 integrate. If you don't actually integrate the teachings you've learned into your body, into your system, into your life, it's not going to come across authentic, and it's not going to be aligned. There's energetics around everything, and people see through bullshit, to put it lightly. So allow yourself the time to integrate. It can be tough, especially if we're creative people. We want to create and make stuff and put on a workshop or hustle or produce more. Allow yourself permission to rest in this integration period and literally absorb. Just absorb. So a friend of mine recently, I've just been feeling a little bit, a little bit flat, I suppose. And I've been doing a lot of work on myself, on my business, on a lot of different things. I've been pushing myself in a lot of ways for a couple of years now. And she kindly gave me permission to go into amoeba mode. So she said to me, allow yourself to eat, drink water, sleep, meet your daily needs. This is something that I think a lot of us resist because of our culture and the ingrained belief in our system that we need to do more, do more, do more all the time. Allow yourself in your integration process to go into amoeba mode sometimes. Literally allow yourself to eat, drink water, and sleep. And of course, maybe you have to get your work done, all of those real life things, that's fine. But allow that to be enough. For me, I find I'm always chasing the next thing. It's always, you know, where am I going on a trip next? Where am I going to create something amazing? What book do I want to write? What do I want to create? How can I be better? How can I be more? And I know I'm not alone in this struggle. We all go through it. But by giving ourselves the process to integrate what we've learned and our experience up until this point, it is an absolute gift that will continue to pay off over and over and over again. Lessons come up in our lives that we have to revisit. So a lot of the times, if we don't allow ourselves to integrate what we've learned, we're going to keep repeating the same mistakes. For example, maybe you date the same kinds of guys that don't really work out, or girls. Maybe you continually feel unhappy in your job because you are choosing the job for maybe a reason that's more ego than soul. Maybe you are always pushing ahead but have a really hard time staying in the moment. If we don't allow ourselves to integrate what we've learned, whether it's from a course, whether it's from a breakup, a friendship, whatever, a trip, a vacation even, then we won't change our lives. We won't change our system. We'll stay in autopilot. So give yourself that time. Give yourself that privilege of time to integrate, to go into amoeba mode, to do your work and then say, okay, that's enough. I don't need to create today. I don't need to chase my dreams or my goals today. I can rest. I can integrate. And you'll notice that the more you do this, the more simple it gets, the more life becomes just simple, simpler. So maybe you're wondering, okay, I've taken this course, I've had this experience, I've gone on this trip, what have you. Is it the time to integrate or is it the time to produce? And this is going to look different for everyone, but it takes a level of getting into your body and getting in touch with your soul or your intuition or whatever word lands best for you. So we're going to do this today by taking a seat wherever you are. You can sit cross-legged, kneeling, you can sit in a chair. Just find a spot that feels comfortable. And you're going to begin to close your eyes. And you can put your hands wherever it feels good. You can put them in your lap. They can rest on your knees, on your thighs. You can put one on your heart space, one on your belly. There's no rules here. Just do what feels good for you. And begin to feel where your body meets the earth, where it's making an impression on the earth. So maybe you feel your legs meeting the floor. Maybe your hips, your bum. If you're against a wall, maybe you feel your back, maybe the back of your head. And as we do this work here, I want you to notice when you have a big, full breath without forcing it. It's just something to look for. As we relax the nervous system, our bodies are allowed to take this big full breath that in turn helps to reorganize the system, helps to settle the system. And begin to notice areas in your body that feel the most still, the most quiet. And as you observe your body, you're going to practice non-attachment with your thoughts. So your thoughts are allowed to be there. And they're also allowed to have a little less importance. So you can imagine them as clouds simply just passing by, passing through. Maybe there's some space between your thoughts, maybe not, but we're not attached. And notice how as your body settles, notice how your thoughts begin to get a little less frequent, a little less loud. Maybe overall a little softer. And I want you to feel your intuition. And this is going to be held a bit differently for everyone. Maybe you feel it more in your belly, in your gut. Maybe for you it's more in your solar plexus, your chest. And feel into your intuition. And as your system settles, the more clear it can become, the louder the intuition can become, the quieter the background noise can become. Again, welcoming any deep breaths, watching for those beautiful breaths, noticing and feeling. Maybe now your mind is a little more still, your body is relaxed. And take a few moments to tune into your intuition. You can ask it a question. You can ask if now is the time to rest, integrate, or create. And if you don't get an answer, assume the answer is rest. You can keep your eyes closed, or you can gently open them. Maybe you look around, take in the colors, the noises, what's in front of you. Noticing how, when we relax the nervous system, our emotions are more clear. We can think more logically and we're not clouded by noise and busyness and anxiety and clutter. Notice how when our nervous system relaxes, we get in touch with our soul. We get in touch with that place beyond the ego, beyond the likes and dislikes and preferences and personality traits and timelines and schedules and plans. We get in touch with our soul. And as you're listening to this, know that you are really the only person that knows what's best for you. But in order to get in touch with that, it takes a level of commitment to the self. It takes a level of commitment to slowing down the nervous system, coming into balance again, so that we can make decisions not based on emotions that may be fleeting or running the show, but we can make decisions based on reality and what's in front of us and what our intuition is telling us to do, what it's pushing us to do, what it's calling. It gets louder. When we quiet the mind and we bring the body back into balance, the intuition is strong. It's strengthened. It's powerful. We listen to it. We have no choice but to listen to it. And it's there, ready and waiting for us. So it's Tuesday today. The rest of the week is right ahead of you, right in front of you, and I challenge you to do some self-care, nervous system regulating practices to build your connection to your intuition and build your intuition strength. So some beautiful practices could be getting out into nature, being around animals, pets. I love being around dogs for this. It could be spending a few moments in stillness as soon as you wake up. It could be writing down what you're grateful for. It could be getting dressed in your most comfy clothes ever. It could be swimming, spending time with friends, having other nervous systems around that are calming to you. Pay attention to that. I hope that this helped bring you a little bit of clarity. And I'm so grateful that I can be of service to you in your journey. It honestly is so humbling, and I love being a part of it. So thank you for supporting me and supporting you. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and I will be in touch next week.